In brief, severe weather to our east Thursday, storms and prolonged rain for the weekend. The forecast discussion. We have one more warm day, Thursday, with moisture streaming into the state. We might see thunderstorms form in the foothills in the early afternoon, figure 1. As they move east, they will tap into much deeper moisture and instability. With an approaching upper air low, to the upper left of the state a day later in figure 4, they will have the potential to become severe storms just east of I-25, figure 2. These storms may even produce isolated tornadoes out on the lanes, figure 3. The weekend will be covered in the longer-range forecast below. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The day 1 severe weather forecast map from the SPC. Figure 2. The day 1 tornado risk forecast map from the SPC. The longer range forecast. Another, deeper, trough will approach the state for the weekend and cut off, slowing a lot, figure 4. It looks like healthy rain rates and snow in the mountain will remain in place from Friday afternoon through Sunday morning, figure 1 and 5. Weather Underground, figure 1, gives Longmont about 2 inches of liquid. The GFS, figure 6, is much more bullish. It has a bullseye of 3.5 plus rain from central Larimer County to Boulder County. Much of central and northeast Colorado gets 1 to 2 inches. Figure 7 shows snowfall. It is very elevation dependent, picking up rapidly as you climb into the mountains, that is a strong cutoff line. Places in RMNP may see a foot or two of snow while Estes Park only picks up a few slushy inches. Allen's Park might see a foot or more. We warm up again next week with thunderstorms returning mid-late week. Figure 4. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for Saturday evening from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 5. The surface precipitation and pressure forecast map for Saturday evening from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 6. The 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 7. The 5-day 10 to 1 snowfall ratio forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.